Reporter Barbara Mantell has more now on how some New York residents are trying to cope.
Walking the streets of Manhattan, a few miles north of the disaster area, the strangeness of the day can be seen in what's missing. Traffic, for instance, the streets are nearly empty. Noise is at a minimum. The usual cacophony of horns, sirens, and blaring radios is absent. Department stores are closed. Many smaller stores are open, although a local pizza place has no pizza and a Dunkin' Donuts has just coffee. And the city's sidewalks are unusually easy to navigate. There are crowds in some places, at hospitals where people are looking for loved ones, and here on the corner of 67th Street and 2nd Avenue. A line of people snakes around the building of the New York Blood Center.
If you don't know your blood type, or if you do know and you're A positive, B positive, or AB positive...
Those online are quietly reading newspapers.
I'm Gorman Riley. I live on the east side of Manhattan, and I'm here because... The enormity of the situation, the feeling of helplessness, and there was a call, and really happy to be here.
My name is Bill. I live locally. I'm an A negative, and I sometimes get calls for horrors like this.
That's a rare blood type?
Yes.
My name's Teresa. I'm just here because what else can someone like me do?
Directly 5 blocks west of the blood center, Paula is walking her dog near Central Park. Her knees, arm, and hand are badly scraped. Paula, a stockbroker, works in a building directly across the street from where the Twin Towers stood, and she fell and was trampled in the stampede that followed their collapse. Today, she's trying to take comfort in routine.
I'm going to take care of my dog, walk in the park. I'm going to try to keep myself really busy, and I'm also going to try not to be alone too much. I think what's going to be the hardest is when I have to get up every day and go to work and walk by what used to be the city's icon, a beacon.
Routine may be especially important for children. Stephen Clement is the headmaster of Browning, a private boys' school in Manhattan. It's closed today like all New York City schools, and Clement has been spending the morning on the phone in his apartment, planning for the school's reopening with the school's psychologist and the division heads.
What we want to focus on is both acknowledging what happened, but then going back to routines as soon as we can.
The school will hold assemblies about the attack, and then it will return to spelling tests, math quizzes, and gym.
Teachers are just so important at times like these because the kids look to them to be role models, look to them to have answers, even though the teachers don't have answers. But I think if the teachers can be brave, it's going to help the boys to be brave.
At a nearby park, Laura Sillerman and her 8-year-old daughter McKinley are riding scooters. Sillerman says she's restricted her daughter's viewing of television news.
We're out today taking some air first thing in the morning, and then she's going to go in and do a little multiplication because I think she misses school, and write some thank you notes still from her birthday and come back out. I think it's really important to see that the city is beautiful and people are quiet and peaceful and walking around.
For those who don't live in Manhattan, trying to find comfort in the familiar is not possible. On the steps of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, clusters of tourists, guidebooks and laps, sit and decide how to spend their day. All the popular tourist spots are closed, including the Met. Eileen Scott is visiting from England.
You can't be a tourist on a day like today. Because it's, like we say, everyone's numb, everyone's in shock, even we're in shock, everybody's the same, it doesn't matter what nationality you are, does it? Really, all we want to do is go home.
But there aren't many ways to get home. Car rental offices are mobbed and most flights remain grounded. New Yorkers and tourists alike now share a city that is different from the New York they know or imagined. For NPR News, this is Barbara Mantell in New York.